You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me.
Needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logantech, improving your quality of life.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser, takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Before we even get started, let me introduce you to your players today. In the studio, to my, well, it's going to be to my right, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Gold. Are you there?
I think I'm here. Hi, good. Everybody. Welcome to the August 12th, 2018 edition of what? The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And to my left, we have another beautiful young lady. All the way from Orlando, Florida.
Our partner in crime.
Yes, our co-host. Very smart young lady, if you don't know. Very smart. We all ask her all kinds of opinions every time.
What's her name?
That's right. What's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to think of it right now. Wait a minute. It's Jose. No, it's not Jose. It's Sheila Young. Sheila Young.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. You're back.
I'm back.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass... Wait a minute, let me think of his name. It's not Jose Mattis.
Not George.
It's not Harry. I know what it is. It's. Wait a minute, let me think about it. Oh, yes. It's the fabulous Chris Shaw. Chris
Shaw.
You won.
Hey, top of the great morning to you. How great thou art.
Hey, Chris, I see the monitors working today.
Yeah, I got a lot going on over here. Yeah. I'm looking at some new stuff.
I'm not used to seeing you there. The lights are on. The monitor's working.
I know. So,
what happened?
The air conditioner's working, it's got the lights
today.
On.
Wow. Yeah.
We were transformed.
The phone number to call in today, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. The phone number to call in for trivia. If you want to say anything about the show, you want to call and you have anything to add to the show, 407-894-1680. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida. So I have one shout out today, and Sheila, I thought maybe you have some shout outs too. I'd like to give a shout out to Ben Coleman, who is the program marketing manager at the Center for the Visually Impaired in Atlanta. And we have a guest calling in the second hour from the Center for the Visually Impaired, not Ben, but Greg Aiken. So we're looking forward to that. And also in the first hour, hope you stay tuned. We have Peter Korn calling in shortly. He is the director of accessibility at Amazon. So great show lined up.
Sheila Young.
You have any shout outs?
You have any shout outs?
Don't shout at us.
That's what my mother used to say. Shout it out. Ah! Anyway, my granddaughter's birthday is this month, so happy birthday to Trinity.
Happy birthday, Trinity.
Oh, I love that name, Trinity. I love the name of Trinity. Nice name.
And outside of that, I don't have anything except welcome back to school tomorrow. Kitties start in Orlando. Mm. Please be careful when you're driving because children will be out again.
I'll always be careful when I drive.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Michael.
We have people put up signs actually in our neighborhood. It says, drive like your kids live here. Because people.
I like that.
Yeah. Maybe I can get you one. because people speed in our neighborhood.
It's a funny thing. Every time I want to drive, my grandkids get out of the car. Yeah. I said, that's it. If you're driving, we're out of here.
But you did get me out of the sand in Daytona.
I did.
Yeah, and the grandkids will never forget that. Poppy is blind, and he helped Grandma
get
the car.
Wait, he did what?
He did. I got, you know, it's like
in the snow. She did not rock the car.
It was getting deeper and deeper in the beach.
And you just kept the wheels going.
Yeah, and Michael said, get out. And he got in, and the kids were amazed.
I could feel what I was doing. I didn't know. I couldn't see what I was doing.
But you can feel it. Yeah, understandable.
And I still remember how to rock. I mean, the old story is, just because I can't see to drive, I could still rock it.
And we should explain to
And I got right away.
And from other parts of the country, as you know, Chris, they don't know how to Daytona, rock. We can be on the beach with the car.
So let me explain to you what rocky is for those who don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you are in the snow area, or if you're in a beach in Daytona, which you can drive on the beach and you're in sand, it's the same. Or if you're in a mud hole, it's the same premise. If you don't have four-wheel drive and you have a regular car, what happens is, when you put your foot on the gas pedal, your wheels will spin.
Right, I can hear it.
So what you have to do is rock it, which means you go up a little bit on top of the, let's call it, I call on top of the hill, and then you put your foot on the brake and you stop it right there. And then you go down, put the car in drive, go a little further, stop it, put the car in reverse, hold your foot on the brake and ram it back, floor it and go back, and somewhere along the line, after maybe 2-3 times, you'll be out of that.
Hey, save
if you rock it well. Good, but this way, if you feel that you should be on top of the hill, not the bottom of the hill. So the whole idea is, when you get to the top, stop it, put your foot on the brake, put the car in drive, and go the other way, and then put it in reverse, do the other way.
So don't forget that, right?
That's called rocking.
I'll make sure to do that the next time I go to the snow.
Well, you might be one of the first ones driving in one of those cars, Sheila.
No.
No? All the things that you do, I thought you'd be first in line.
For those people that are just turning in for the first time, you want to know what this whole thing you're listening to. This radio show, we say, is the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We welcome all people, whether you're sighted, vision impaired, or blind, to listen to the show. Call in. For trivia, call in anytime you have any questions, because we love all of you to call in. 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line.
Yeah, it's our guest caller that is here, and he's awaiting on us.
Okay,
so he's all the way from the west side, is what I like, you know, the west coast of the United States.
Oh, okay.
So he's ready. So, you know, let's do what we do.
Okay.
That's right.
Let's go ahead and do what we do.
Yeah, I wanted to remind everybody, I mentioned this last week, you know, that Lighthouse is one of our wonderful sponsors, and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be on the air. But they told me to tell everybody that the Lighthouse is now offering the following to qualified candidates. So if you're looking for a job and you would like to move to the Orlando area, the Lighthouse will reimburse you up to $1,000 for relocation expenses. And then if you sign on and you get the job, they'll give you a bonus of $500.
Wow.
So how cool is that?
So you get $1,000 for relocation plus an extra $500 if you sign on.
Yep.
So you're looking at $1,500.
That's right.
That's rent.
That's
for somebody.
That's right.
Me. I'll be there.
Does it tell you the job openings?
I don't have the job openings, so I imagine that they go to...
It don't matter. I'm there. I'm in the place to be.
But you're not blind.
Oh, I have to be blind?
Yes, sir.
I'm a little impaired. Does that account for anything?
Visually.
Oh. Not mentally.
And then later on during... All right, guys. Later on during the show, I will give you some more information. They have some new wonderful programs that they're sponsoring at the Lighthouse coming up very soon.
I want to talk about this, folks.
Oh, we're going to break?
We're going to break. I'm just going to open my mouth to say something very important.
Saved by the bell, Michael.
Okay.
It always happens, Michael.
Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
National Braille Press encourages Braille literacy for all ages. They have developed the B2G, an Android device with a 20-cell refreshable Braille display. This device is fully independent and works as both a portable, simple computer and note taker. And if you're in the market for the most affordable smart Braille display, check out the Braille Me from Innovision. It can connect by Bluetooth to iOS or Android devices, or a computer to download books and information onto an SD card. This new technology and low-cost device makes refreshable Braille available to everyone. A unique magnetic force raises and lowers the Braille cells, making it durable and long-lasting. Don't be overwhelmed by technology. Learn more at National Braille Press. Call 617-266-6160. That's 617-266-6160. Or visit us at www.nbp.org.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. You want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Well, it's time for our next guest. The name is Peter Korn. Lynn?
That's right. We're going to welcome Peter Korn, who is the Director of Accessibility at Amazon. And we're very excited to have you on the air. Welcome, Peter.
Welcome, Peter.
Thank you so much. It is wonderful to be here.
Wow,
well,
this is
great. Thank you for coming on board.
So you're calling in from the West Coast of the USA?
I am. I'm calling in from Seattle, Washington,
right.
The home of the Seahawks and a small little bookstore that a guy named Jeff started a couple, 22 years ago.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we'd like to introduce you to our co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, Peter. How are you?
And you already met Chris. You already met Chris. So, and I wanted to remind everybody, if you have any questions for Peter, now is the time to call in now and the next segment. So please call 407-894-1680 if you have any questions. So first of all, Peter, we thought that we would like to ask you a little bit how you got involved with Amazon and the accessibility department as we go along and learn more about the company Amazon. But so how did you get involved?
Well, you know, I was making a purchase, like so many do, on Amazon.com and decided just on a lark to go over to jobs.amazon.com and do a search for accessibility. And what popped up was a description of an accessibility architect role. And so then I reached out on LinkedIn to find out if there was anyone I was linked to who was working at Amazon, found one, asked if he knew about the role, submitted my resume, and a week later they offered me the position.
Wow. It sounds
and
something.
So I was in the role of accessibility architect for about 4 years, and then about 8 months ago took on the role of director of accessibility for Lab 126, which is the part of Amazon that makes our devices.
Well, congratulations to you. That LinkedIn really helps, doesn't it?
It's a fantastic tool.
It's unbelievable networking tool.
Wait, are you in charge of my girlfriend?
Uh-oh.
Alexa!
Well,
Alexa,
I'm
my
not
girlfriend,
in
Alexa.
Charge.
Alexa,
I'm
my
not
girlfriend.
In, yeah, I'm not in charge of her, but I am very involved with all of the accessibility features available on Alexa, including a couple of new ones that just came out in the last few months.
Well, what we thought we would do, and to make it easier for you and our listeners, we thought that we would we'd first talk to you about the accessibility now, and then we'll later on we'll talk about what's headed for in the future. So Sheila, I'm going to turn this over to you. Sheila,
I'm the Amazon queen.
Yeah, well, I shop on Amazon, but I'm sighted. Michael and Sheila are blind, but I am sighted. So I feel that Sheila, you should, and Michael doesn't go on the computer. So we'll leave him out, right, Sheila?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, Sheila. Peter, I am an Amazon shopper. I probably go to Amazon, I would say, at least every other day.
Oh, my gosh. You're worse than I am.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your support.
I should own stock Amazon. But I have to say that, you know, I find Amazon way too easy to use.
Too easy to spend money.
Too easy to spend money. And I do have, I have two of Michael's girlfriends. I have one that I call Echo and one I call Alexa. And I just, you know, they're such a wonderful tool as far as just listening to music. You can shop on them. You can listen to the race. I was listening to the race on it earlier, and you can just do so much with them.
Do you have any questions for Peter about it?
Well, yeah, probably. But when you ask her a question, where is that information coming from?
Well, the question's coming from you.
No. The answer. The answer.
So the answer's coming from a bunch of different places. Oftentimes, we'll get information from Wikipedia.
That's what I thought.
If you're asking for a definition, of course, we'll be going to a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking about local movie show times or restaurant hours or anything like that, we've got a whole information domain. And then, of course, there's questions you might ask about music, and we've got lots of information from IMDb, the Internet Music Database. So lots of different places, depending upon what you're asking about.
I've always wondered that. I always wondered where that information came from.
Sheila, we have a caller. Okay. I believe he's calling in from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Hello, we have Robert. Robert, you have hello, and you have a question for Peter?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Hello, how are you doing? I recently used this service. I had added something to my shopping cart, and I couldn't figure out how to get it out. And the gentleman I talked to was very helpful and very polite and very informative, and he got me set straight so I could place my order. But my question to you is, how far does this hand-holding go?
That's a good question.
Can I call the 800 number and say, I'd like to buy a power bank charger for my phone, and they would do the whole process for me?
So we, by longstanding policy and for very important reasons related to security and anti-fraud, we can't go all the way to the purchase and checkout and accept your credit card over the phone.
Okay.
So that's something that you need to do. Now, if you have a certain girlfriend, then we've already authenticated that device to you, and you can make the purchase using your voice directly through your Echo, your Echo Show, your Echo Dot, however you are interacting with her.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind next time I decide to go place an order.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Thank you,
Thanks
Robert.
For participating.
Take care.
You too. If anybody else has a question, please call in now, 407-894-1680, and put Peter on the spot.
Hey, before we go any yes. further, hey, Peter, this is Chris again. Listen, when the callers call in, callers, when you call in,
right.
Please ask your question
and then hang up.
And Mr. Peter and we will give you a second so you can turn your radio back up so you can hear the answer to your question.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
So, Peter, when you're calling that 888 phone number and asking questions, let's say you're a blind shopper such as myself and I'm trying to buy a shirt, but because I'm blind, I can't see the picture. Will the disability service give you a description of what you're looking at if you've got the item that they can pull up?
So I have to say my familiarity with the details of that service isn't as strong as it is with as compared to my familiarity with our devices.
Mm-hmm.
Because my focus is the device part of our organization,
right.
as opposed to the retail website. So I'm not going to have some of the answers for
okay.
the very detailed mm-hmm. questions like that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you, because it's information that mm-hmm. we need to know, so we just need to call that 888 number and ask them if they would be able to do that.
Different department.
Right.
And some of them, I have heard that some are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the specific details
right.
of policy as opposed about what is and isn't in their purview.
Well, like I went on my Echo and asked for earbuds that I had purchased about 8 months ago because I couldn't remember the name of them. And mm-hmm. I said, I'm looking for earbuds for my iPhone. And she came up and said, well, you have purchased blah, blah, blah.
Wow, it knew. The Echo.
And would you like me to add that to your cart? I said, yes, please. So
wow.
that was exactly what I had ordered, and that's what I was looking for. And it was delightful because I didn't have to sit online and look for it. You know, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
So is now how much detail, because I've done some searching through my Alexa, and how much detail will it give? Not much, will it?
You know, it's an interesting challenge how verbose, you know, blind folks have been dealing with speech interfaces for decades and decades, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're fairly new to the mainstream world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a big question is, how verbose do you want to be sitting through paragraphs of text description can be a little tedious.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be fairly terse, but still give the information the customer is looking for or needs. And so you'll see in a lot of cases, she'll give you a little information and say, you know, would you like more? I can give you the whole Wikipedia article. Or would you like more? You can check this out on the companion app.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we've been sort of working through that tension between being too verbose and not giving enough information.
Now, what's the companion app?
So if you have Alexa, then you can also install the Alexa mobile app or companion app on your iPhone, your Android phone. You can interact with her over the web. And that is another interface to her, where you can do things like configure any home automation systems. You can create routines so that if you ask her, you know, you say, "Hey, I'm home," and then she can turn around and say, "Well, let me put on your favorite jazz station. Let me, you know, lower the change the temperature in the house, either turn the air conditioning on if it's hot in the summer or turn the heat on."
Mm-hmm.
So you can create these routines, and those are some of the things that you might want to do with the Alexa app.
Oh, that's with setting up the smart switches.
Sheila and Peter, we have another caller that has a question.
Okay.
Not to interrupt.
Great.
Sheila.
That's all right.
We have KJ calling in from Orlando.
Hey, Kelly.
Florida. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Kelly.
I'm great.
So you have a question, Kelly? I can hear the Alexa in the background.
Yeah, I had to tell her to stop.
Okay, so you'll ask the question, and then you'll please hang up so the next person can
get it.
Okay?
Don't be rude to my girl. Don't be rude.
So what is your question, Kelly?
So I just got a Fire Stick with the voice remote, and it's pretty neat. And I wanted to know, what is the most unique feature about it, you know, other than the, I guess, about the Fire Stick in general, other than the voiceover and the large print, which I really like as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for
all
the
right,
question.
All right. Thanks, Kelly.
And we'll see if Peter can answer for you. Okay, Peter.
Gosh, that's an interesting question. Most unique. Let me talk to some of the features that I think are special and not generally found elsewhere, and you'll have to decide which of those special features are the most unique.
I never heard of it.
So one of the big things is how affordable it is. You know, starting at $39.99 with Alexa, with the VoiceView screen reader, the magnifier you just mentioned, and actually over the next week or so, the magnifier on your stick is going to gain some new features if it doesn't already have it on yours. We're in the process of adding some neat new updates to the magnifier. I think one of the really neat things about VoiceView on Fire Stick and on any of our Fire TV devices is you've got a review mode in this screen reader. It's a full-featured screen reader, and like, you know, JAWS with its cursor mode, you can turn on review mode and you can read everything on the screen, an item at a time, a word at a time, a character at a time. This means you can do things like spell the names of the actors that are on the show that you're watching.
Oh, wow.
You also have pretty exquisite control over the feedback that it gives you, the speech that it gives you as you are navigating through a carousel of movies or episodes of a TV show. And after a pause, it starts reading out all the details. It gives you the title, the parental guidance rating, the star ratings. You can use fast forward or rewind on the remote to skip forward and backward through that information. So just as we were talking a few moments ago about the challenges of a very verbose response from Alexa, that, you know, it can be kind of difficult to deal with paragraphs of information being read out when you're looking for a very specific thing, With VoiceView, you can just quickly use fast forward or rewind to skip ahead to the parental guidance rating, or if you missed the star rating, skip back and hear it. So that's something I haven't seen on any other TV-like platform. Similarly, I haven't seen the review mode anywhere else. So maybe those would be the most unique things.
Peter, explain what a Fire Stick is to those that may not know.
So Fire Stick is one of our several different internet television streaming devices. You may have heard the name Roku or Apple TV. Comcast X1 will both give you direct cable as well as internet-based streamed television. So this is an internet television streaming device.
Okay.
And once you have plugged this into your television with the HDMI connector that's on it and gotten it onto your Wi-Fi network, you can stream movies from Prime Video, from Netflix, from Showtime, Hulu, HBO. You can install apps like Pluto TV and then get shows that are typically only available as over-the-air broadcast, just like this radio that we are on. This radio program is an AM radio station, but with TuneIn, you can get it over the internet.
That's right.
And the same thing is happening with over-the-air broadcast television. Increasingly, those too are available over the internet.
Peter, I'm sorry to interrupt. We're going to go to commercial break.
We're going to hold you
and
over.
And we're going to hold you over to the next segment. We have a caller that's waiting to talk to you. So please hold.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Peter Korn. On a break, stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-Dot Braille Label Maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logantech, improving your quality of life.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407. 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Call 1-800-299-0700. That's the number for Crystal Vision. Everyone should know.
Crystal Vision makes everything crystal clear, and adaptive equipment for people of all ages, like CCTVs, portable CCTVs, scanners, magnifiers, OCRs, and more. Visit us on the web at www.crystalvision.com. And remember,
to call 1-800-299-0700.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. You want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line. We'd like to talk to Peter Korn.
That's right. We have a first-time caller, I understand. Right, Chris? Thank you for that information.
What is his name?
We have Brent calling in.
Brent?
From Brookhaven, Georgia.
From
Hi,
Georgia.
Brent. Welcome.
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're fine. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine as frog's hair split four ways.
That sounds like a real southern expression.
Where is Brookhaven, Georgia? Is that near Atlanta?
It's just outside of Atlanta, just northeast of Atlanta.
And okay. How did you find out about the show, Brent?
A friend of mine was telling me about it, and so I just I would listen to it when I was talking to him on the phone.
All right.
And
well, that's what we like.
I decided to have Miss A, as some of my friends and I call her, so that if we refer to her by her real name, she might think we're talking to her and asking her something.
Well, do you have a question for Peter, Brent?
So, okay, so now you're on with Peter. Peter Korn,
okay.
You there, Peter
I
Korn?
I do. I got some...
I'm here. Hey, Brent. Okay. Looking forward
hey,
to
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing
nice
well.
To talk to you. I'm glad you were on tonight.
I
got some
interesting
things about the website. You there?
Brent, could you please turn your radio down?
My radio is...
Or your Alexa, whatever it is, down.
Hang on a minute. Let me...
Okay.
There's a feedback.
Yeah.
Let me see.
The button on the bottom.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. All right. So that's your question for Peter.
Yeah, I had some issues on the website, and I have mentioned it when I've called the accessibility number, and they say they've taken note of it, but nothing ever seems to happen. One of the things is... When I'm on the accessible site, and I like to use that because it cuts out a lot of the information. I don't particularly always want to see 50 screens of other products I might like before I even get to the details of the product that I'm looking at. And so I use it. But I notice sometimes when it does show similar products that you might like, I see a price and an item number. I don't see a line with my screen reader that says the name of the product that costs the $24.95 or has that particular item number.
You mean when you're checking out? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-mm.
No,
when I'm looking at a product and it shows you a carousel that says you might also like or look for other similar things.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, Brent, because I've seen it
too,
and it's a number. They give you a number and then a price, but they don't really tell you what the item is. Yeah, I know what he's talking
about.
You
actually have to click the item to see what it is, and then, of course, when you go back, it takes you all the way to the top of the page. It doesn't take you back to the one that you were just looking at.
Well, Peter,
do you have
a recommendation for him to contact someone? Because I know you don't work in that department.
Another issue that I have is if I'm shopping and I am looking at an item and I'm at the checkout, and it'll say free standard shipping and 3 to 28 days. And I'm thinking, I don't want to wait 28 days for this thing to come from China, maybe. So I'll look at this thing, and it'll say something like, you can change the shipping, and it may offer two-day shipping. Now, if it says free two-day shipping, that's one thing. I know it's free, but if it says two-day shipping, if I accept that, it's not going to say what that shipping is going to cost. So I've been surprised a couple of times where I've been charged an exorbitant shipping amount for something.
Well, Brent, as Peter said before, that's really not his department, but we appreciate the, you know, the concerns. And
well, it has to do with accessibility.
Right. But that's, he's, Peter, can
he's
you please
explain?
He's not in charge
of the webpage.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah. Peter, can you suggest who he might contact?
Sure. Absolutely. So we have an email, Elliot. First off, I'm taking notes of everything you're
that's
saying.
Good. That's productive.
And I will pass that along to my colleagues who are in charge of the accessibility of the website. I know them well. They're working diligently to improve things. And there's a direct email feedback alias, which is accessibility-feedback@amazon.com. And that goes straight to that team. I also monitor that page.
And okay,
I just want to confirm the first thing you were talking about where you are getting the price and item number but not the text description in the carousel. That's happening when you are using the simplified page or the main page.
Oh, did he hang up, Chris, so that we could take another caller?
All right, well,
am I still in?
He's still there.
Yeah, I was going to ask another question about the blind accessibility of devices like the Fire TV stick.
Oh, okay, well, we'll ask the question, Brent, and then we would ask you kindly to please hang up so that the next person could get in.
I were to buy one,
yes.
What level of accessibility do I get right out of the box?
Okay. All right, so that's the question. So
okay,
can I use
you.
It independently without sighted help or get it started?
Good okay. question.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a first-time caller. We hope you continue to listen.
We'll send you a bracelet.
All right, I'll hang
time.
Up and listen.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Okay, Peter, you got an answer for him?
I do. So the Fire TV stick, as well as all of our Fire TV devices, are accessible out of the box. When you take it out of the box and you plug it in and you plug it into your TV and plug it into power, once it boots up, it's going to start making a tone. Boom. About every 30 seconds or so. Boom. And that's letting you know that it's awake and alive and ready for input.
Like Alexa. Like Alexa.
Michael, this sounds like something you might want to try.
Kind of like Alexa. And then you press the home button, and that pairs the remote with Alexa. Well, sorry, with the Fire TV. If you are just putting in your batteries into the remote at this point, that may also be enough. Once the remote is paired with the Fire TV, you'll start hearing a second tone, boodeep. Again, every so often, boodeep. That's letting you know that the device is paired and ready to go. Press the play pause button. That's the middle button in the row of three small buttons at the bottom row of three small buttons. Home is in the upper left of those three small buttons. You've got two rows of three small buttons. Once you have pressed play pause, that tells the device that you want to move forward. And here you can now turn the screen reader on. And you do that by pressing back and home at the same time. Sorry, back is in the upper left, home is in the upper right. I don't have one in front of me to as reference. Press back and home at the same time for 2 seconds, and that'll turn the screen reader on. VoiceView, when it first launches, will invite you to go through a tutorial to learn about all of the features, how it works, learn all the buttons. You can skip that tutorial or go through it. Once you're using your Fire TV, you can relaunch that tutorial at any time if you want a reminder of how everything works. So all of this you can do without any sighted assistance.
Wow.
Thank you. I know, Peter, that you have to run.
Oh, okay, because we have one more caller, but if he has to go.
Do you think you can take one more caller, Peter? I know you have to run. Can you take one more call?
We can flip one more call.
Okay,
Chris, this will be the last caller.
Let's see.
Chris, this will be the last call for Peter.
He doesn't have his headphones on. Peter has to Oh, he doesn't have his headphones on.
Peter, we hope you'll come back because this has been so informative.
All right, let's take the
call. Alexa. All right, I have Miss Shirley from Cleton, Ohio.
Oh, Shirley,
hey, Shirley,
hi.
Go ahead.
Make it quick, Shirley, because Peter's got to leave.
Yes, how are you tonight?
We're fine.
We have to make it very short because he's ready to leave.
Quick.
Okay, all right. Well, I basically wanted to know, it's kind of a twofold question, the main difference between the Fire TV and the Fire TV Cube, and also if I were to get the Fire TV Cube, how would I know ahead of time if that would work with my TV or cable system?
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Shirley.
Shirley, we'll let Peter answer, and then he's going to leave.
So the main difference between a Fire Stick and a Fire TV and a Fire TV Cube, the stick is 1080p resolution, Dolby 5.1. The more expensive $69.99 Fire TV and the Fire TV Cube are both 4K ultra high definition and capable of Dolby Atmos. So if you've got one of those really fancy stereo, multi-speaker stereo systems, this will take advantage of it. And then the difference between the Fire TV and the Cube is the Cube comes with far-field Alexa built-in. So it's very much like a Fire TV, very much like an Echo Dot in terms of the built-in speaker and how you would use it. And those are the main differences.
Okay.
As far as the infrared capability of the Fire TV Cube controlling other devices, we're constantly adding more to the list. So as we work with more and more vendors to get their IR codes into our systems. As far as just turning your TV on and off and bringing the volume up and down, we've got thousands of TV models that it works with. We're growing every week the number of cable boxes that we work with for, again, going up and down the different channels on your cable box.
Wow.
Or going to specific channels. One very important thing to note is we're not able to make the electronic program guide of your cable system accessible if it isn't already. So if your cable company's guide that'll show on any TV that it's connected to isn't already a talking guide, that's not something we're able to address with the Fire TV Cube.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Peter, for
coming
on.
Thank you very, very much.
We hope we can talk.
Well, thank you
soon.
Very much for having me, and I look forward to coming back at some point again in the future.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. You
have
a nice
good evening.
Good evening,
and a good
Peter.
Week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Peter.
Bye-bye.
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 Wow.
Well, that was
a lot
Peter
of information.
From,
yeah. Phew. It just shows you we have a lot of
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Medical care alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical care alert. The EMT are all-American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number, 1-877 877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name, promo code radio, for special pricing. Don't wait. Call today.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holiday, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. That's right, we are back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line. I believe he's calling in from state of Washington.
No, he's actually calling in from Everett, Michigan.
Oh, he's calling from Everett,
yeah, he's
Michigan?
He's on vacation.
He's on vacation.
He was just
okay.
Told by Chris.
Is this Gabe?
Yes.
Oh. Gabe, we missed you. How you doing, Gabe?
Hi, Gabe.
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. We missed you. People were writing to us and say, where's Gabe? And and your buddy, Gary Sinclair, he's only saying, did you call him? I said, no, I forgot. So this week I called you, left a message on your home, and we missed you, Gabe.
I missed you guys, too.
How has your summer been?
Really, I've had a lot of fun this summer. I actually went swimming yesterday.
Wow.
Gabe, mm-hmm. For those folks who don't know who you are, because we know you're the famous Gabe, could you tell the people how old you are, Gabe?
I am 13 years old.
Oh, now
you had a birthday.
You had a birthday. Happy birthday. We missed it. Last time we spoke,
now.
You were 12.
I remember you guys were actually... I don't think I was listening, but somebody told me that you guys were gave me a shout out during my birthday.
We probably did.
Oh, we did.
We probably did. Yes, we probably did.
I forget what month it was though. When was your birthday?
It was January 11th.
I was going to say January.
So you for the folks who
same as
are listening for the first time, you live in the state of Washington, correct?
Mm-hmm. And but I'm actually in vacation right now. I'm in the state of Michigan.
You're in the state of Michigan right now, and you are go to a blind school. Is that correct?
Yes.
And tell everybody the name of the
school. What's the name of the school you go to?
I want to give a shout out to everybody from the Washington State School for the Blind.
How about some? Oh, Chris is he walked out. I was going to have everybody clap.
There you
but
go.
Anyway, well, that's great. You think they're listening?
How's your family?
I hope they're listening.
How's your family?
They're really good. I have lots of family members that are listening in. Actually, I've got my grandma, who I call Mima.
Yeah.
She's listening right now.
Aww.
Hello, Mima.
Where does she live?
She lives in Everett, Michigan.
Oh, she lives in Michigan. Oh, that's why you're in Michigan. Oh, now we understand. Your grandma's in Michigan. Okay.
So when do you start back to school?
What?
When do you go
back to school?
I believe I start school on the 28th.
Of August.
Oh, his is a little bit later than everybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 28th of August.
2 weeks from today.
Yep.
I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, well, I go back tomorrow, so.
Gabe, honey, we have to go to break. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Can you hold?
Okay,
you hold.
Break. 4 minutes you have to hold, honey.
Stay tuned for Blind Beyond. We're right back with Gabe.